spoiler alert, this episode is for premenopausal women. There, I said it. If you are experiencing some premenopausal shit, this episode's for you. That's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a no judgment, no questions asked zone of a podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host. Let's live our Not a Mama Life.
Not a mama. Not a mama. I'm not a mama. Not a mama. Not a mama.
As you heard in the intro, in the teaser, this episode is about premenopause, that lovely time of your life before full menopause kicks in. I truly feel like premenopause needs a book, like What to Expect When You're Expecting. I think we need a book out there. I don't know if there is one out there. But let's talk premenopause shit. I don't know if I can truly tell you that I had a conversation with my mother or my sister of what to really expect. You see things on television. You see the commercials for all the things you need. You see some depictions of premenopause on television. But nobody, to me personally, nobody's ever called me, like none of my friends ahead of me would call me and say, oh, this is going to suck, or this is what you're going to expect, or what you should expect. So I wanted to talk about it to, one, normalize it, first of all, and to be your friend ahead of you, if you're listening to this and you're younger, to be that friend ahead of you to tell you about some things. So this episode is going to be talking about some, you know, maybe some words that you may not be very happy hearing. I'm not sure, but I just want to put a little disclaimer out there. So if you are adverse to proper body parts, and shy away from talking about this stuff, go ahead and skip this episode and head on over to episode 12 or catch up on the previous episodes. So here we go. Number one is learn to layer at night. So what I do when I go to sleep, I have multiple layers, as if you're layering to go out in a winter storm or to go out in winter weather. Have layers that are easy to get rid of. And at the same token, have layers that you can put back on. So my current bedtime situation is I normally have socks by my pillow because I probably am going to be taking them off or needing to put them on. And I have three different blankets, or let me rephrase that. I have a flat sheet, a light blanket, and then a heavier blanket. Full disclosure, I'm in Florida, so I don't need the heavy blanket because it's cold outside. I need the heavy blanket because one minute I might be sweating and the next minute I might be freezing. So layer when you go to bed. The number two thing, I have tissues because you never know where you're going to sweat. Yeah, you heard that right. You never know where you're going to sweat. So tissues are an easy way to manage that. And so always have those little travel pack of tissues. So that's helpful. Ice cubes. I literally use ice cubes sometimes on my neck, sometimes on the back of my neck, sometimes on the temples, on the sides of my face, on my temples. So that's helpful. Or you could use like an ice pack. That's also helpful. And then the last tip, the most important tip, nobody really gives you the exact scenario of vaginal dryness. Like, that's serious, my friend. So I won't get into details, but I will tell you that if you go to your OBGYN as you're transitioning into this, please definitely discuss options for vaginal dryness, because that's real deal. So those are my tips for you. I hope that helps. I hope that helps, whether you're in the moment, approaching the moment. For me personally, what's happening with me is all these things. Plus, thankfully, my cycles are getting a lot shorter. So I just recently turned 50 within the past few months, and my cycles are now lasting 2 to 3 days. So I think she's on her way out the door. I hope these tips were helpful. I felt like I needed to share them because I wasn't hearing them. And yeah, so I hope that helps. Head on over to Instagram at Not a Mama. Send me a direct message. In the show notes, you'll see a way to get to the website for the podcast. You can also send me a message there.
That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. Head on over to the show notes, where you can find any links and information discussed in this episode, but you'll also find ways to share and support this podcast. Until next time, my friend, go live your Not a Mama life.